Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody could see he banged his head. I was surprised he didn't go out. The eye in the sky missed it. Replay systems, whoever is in charge of that, they should have had him take it to the sideline. He threw an interception on the next play that was deflected. I have no idea whether that was a part of it or not. The fact that maybe he had some cobwebs, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Maybe Cameron Hayward just made a good play there and got his hand up. You know, we'll never really know. You know, when you get your head like that, a player should, I know he's not going to want it, but he should want to get checked out. You know, he should need to get checked out. And the league has set up steps for that to happen, and it just hasn't. Always happen the way it should.
Adam Schefter talking about Drake May, and we all saw it. Drake May's back of his head hit the turf. He grabbed for his head. He got up relatively quickly. There was a turnover. I think it might have been two plays later in the red zone. Post-game, Drake May said he learned last year that you got to get up quick because the spotters will get you.
Boy, we all cringed when we heard him say that.
We absolutely did. Now, I give him the benefit of the doubt. I think what he was trying to say is, I felt fine. And I didn't want to miss a play that felt, in his mind at that moment, which may or may not be safe bet, would be a needless missing of a play.
Yes.
Like, I'm fine. I'm going to go over there. I'll go there. They'll tell me I'm okay. I can come back in, but I missed a play kind of thing. Right?
You know what? That's a fair way to put it. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I don't know if
this sounds bad.
The sound is bad. And then it leads to these other stories. I heard the Midday Show talking about, apparently, Amendola and Edelman were talking about how they used to tell each other.
That's what I was just going to bring up. But we referenced that on this show a bunch of times.
They've talked about it. They would do one of two things. If they were returning punts and they would go up to, and they saw that their guy got his bell rung, or however you want to term it, they would either tell him to start grabbing something else, grab your elbow, pretend you have a different injury, or they would start prepping each other for the potential testing by telling them the date, the president, the score, the time in the game, giving them the answers so that they could pass the test by the neurological doctor on the sideline. So I don't want to make light of this, and I don't think Drake May, Fitzy, was trying to make light of it or be detrimental.
I'm trying to circumnavigate the whole thing, but like at the same time, it is a little what Adam Schefter said, like, you should hope that the player wants to be evaluated. Because I don't believe I've ever had a concussion. Some people that have conversed with me would probably say otherwise. But I don't mean to jest about it. Ted, can you attest to the idea, like, sometimes you may not even know, but you do have one, perhaps?
I think we know now. I think before, terms that we commonly used were got your bell rung or you got dinged.
Yep.
A little ding in the head. Thank you, President Trump. It's got a little ding in the head. it's got to offend everybody. Those are concussions now. Those are that we know that, that's a neurological response to brain trauma is feeling that feeling. And so thus it's a concussion. So guys know if they feel at all like their vision's blurred, if things slow down, if they're a little bit woozy, but they still can, kind of shake it off and still play, that they were concussed. They didn't black out. And only 5% of concussions, people don't realize, do you black out. 95 or of the dinged in the head or bell rung versions.
So I would also just say, in reality, players don't want to come out. And even more so, I think, at quarterback.
Do you remember Dan Morgan, the middle linebacker for the Carolina Panthers?
Now they're GM.
So Dan Morgan, he was getting so many concussions that he literally had playing. He would get in his contract so that he would only get paid for games he was actually played in. that they said, you know, but because he missed so many games. So what is that going to do? That's going to encourage him not to report any concussions, so he keeps playing. So the game, players are hiding concussions, I guarantee you, because they don't want to get on their history that they get concussed because no one's going to sign them, and they're going to worry about losing them for games because of prior history of concussions.
Absolutely, and I do think it's magnified at the quarterback position because Ted Johnson can miss a play at middle linebacker, and no offense, we might not even notice it. Be like, was Ted out there on that play?
Oh, you'll notice Ask Schlereth if he'll notice it.
But wow, there's a gaping hole out there. Where's Johnson?
But if Josh Dobbs jogs onto the field to take the snap in the red zone, like everybody in the world is like, oh, my God, Josh Dobbs is in the game for the Patriots at quarterback, Drake May. What's going on? And then
it's the one position that everyone's going to notice, your teammates, coaches, and they're going to be like, what's up, dude?
Right. And it's a different situation. But didn't Anthony Richardson tap out because he was tired last year? Remember he had a run? The world went nuts. And that is still part of the world, like the toughness, the leadership, the fighting through, the battling through. You don't tap out. Like, you're the quarterback
tapping out?
It's crazy.
Come on, bro.
It is crazy. So I still think a lot of that mentality, Ted, and I just go back to my own, like, long, long time ago. I don't think I would have said, yeah, I don't feel quite right. I'm just being honest. I don't think I would. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people like that, that you can – there's been a lot of advancements made, but within the culture of football, I still think there's a lot of people that are like, nope, they can make me come out. But I won't offer up that I need to come out. So that's just a storyline to follow, especially for a guy like Drake May, who's been battling leadership issues and, like, how does he handle himself? Is he the leader? Mm-hmm. Does some idiot on the radio asked him if he was fully invested in winning? Yikes. Right? Like, these are all things that play into being the quarterback. And so, whatever, he stayed back out there. And it's a good thing he did, because suddenly, Fitzy, I don't know if you noticed this on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I am seeing graphs. I am seeing pie charts. I am seeing all these different things that tell me Drake May, one of the graphs, I didn't even understand what the statistic was. All I did is look at the pictures and the logos, and the two logos ahead of him on a positive quarterback comparison were the Bills and the Ravens. Those are the guys that I believe have at least the last three MVP awards in the National Football League, and then it was Drake May. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, dude, like, if we think we've heard stats beyond, like, EPA, which is still very difficult to quantify in my eyes.
And stupid, those of but others. Forget
that. Yeah, well, and everything PFF. Yeah, here it is right here. Drake May lover. How many quarterbacks have performed in expected pass situations this year at this level? And there's Drake May. I see another graph from ZB.
ZB, he is a noted analyst.
Don't forget, Drake May has one of the best CPOEs in the NFL. I have no idea what that is. It sounds like something that your lungs would suffer from at a later date.
Get that treated.
Yeah, Joe A. NFL, Drake May and Matt Stafford, not far behind Mayfield, Josh Allen, and Herbert in terms of balling out. I didn't know balling out was a new stat. Like, it's just one thing after another. And, of course, here's a good old-fashioned one. Ready for this? He's fifth in passing yards. How about that? Just good old-fashioned passing yards.
How about completions? Fourth. Completion percentage. Second. Passing TDs, tied for seventh. Passer rating, ninth. And I have seen a lot of less statistically based, but more opinion based. There's a lot of quarterback rankings now. He's in the top 12. He's 11th. He's 12th. You know what he's knock? You hear that? That's the door to the top 10 that Drake May is knocking on. So my question is this accurate? Is Drake May, before our eyes, with not many wins under his belt and too many turnovers on his stat sheet, developing into this top 10 to 12 quarterback that suddenly numbers, analytics, power rankings are putting him at, Ted?
Don't look now. But yes.
Oh, Teddy's feeling it, too.
Yes.
Do you remember Ted after week one when he was a little shook in his faith in Drake? You were shook.
I was shook.
You were not defending Drake to the death.
I was because of everything leading up to it. Preseason, training camps, we were out there. I was like, come on, bro. I've been backing you. I've been backing this horse for a while, and he just hasn't delivered. And he's delivered the last two games. But now it's like, okay, you can play a great game, but you can't fumble the ball in the last possession to lose the game. So that's
stupid play, as he called it.
So it's still not perfect, but has it gotten better? Considerably better than last year. He looks so much more comfortable. And there's times when he doesn't. I thought at the end of the game last week, he started looking uncomfortable. I felt like
makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The pressure, the you know, late game.
15th start, Fitzy? Was that his 15th start? Is that,
yeah, he still hasn't 15. Played a complete season, everyone. Yeah. He's still technically a rookie, which is maddening to people. But yeah, you got to facts are facts, folks.
So 15th start,
and that's with an average line and a below average receiving core.
Way below average receiving core. And that's something we're going to have to talk about with Josh McDaniels on Friday when we talk to him, I believe around 2:15. How do they get more out of this wide receiving core?
Ask him about that 4th-and-1 play. What were the thought? What were you thinking on that?
Oh, I will be. And what'd you think of Pop Douglas say it wasn't really designed for anything?
Just a play.
Did you think, cool. You know what, this is a good time to go to the receiver that has the least amount of receptions on the team? Let's go to that guy.
You know what? This is not a productive relationship when you make fun of me and yell at me for asking pointed questions, and then when you're not going to be there, you try to get me to ask pointed questions.
Oh, you wouldn't do the same if it was reversed? I would totally do that.
So, but I think Josh McDaniels likes what he's seeing from Drake May. He's been consistent with that. Josh McDaniels, unlike Ted Johnson after week one, was talking up Drake May. Remember all those answers? He's perfect.
Yeah.
The right guy. He's the right guy.
Yeah.
Now, 2 weeks later, more of us are like, oh, yeah, he does kind of look like the right guy back there.
Josh never lost faith.
He did not. I mean, he's paid to not lose faith. Because if he loses faith, he's porked. Like, what's he going to say? It's time to go
but
to Josh Dobbs?
He was gushing.
Yes.
Like, he could have tempered his comments.
That's the hard sell. You know, putting it out there, I think, manifestation, all those things.
Maybe, yeah.
But even I think this might be getting a little ahead of itself. Like, these.
It is a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I think he's been good. I told you, Fitzy, immediately. We went on the air. I said, I feel good about Drake May, and that's why I'm not as down about this loss as everybody else is. But I don't feel as good about Drake May as everybody else seems to now all of a sudden.
I feel like he's in the top half now. Like, I feel like Drake May is, if you had to lump all the quarterbacks into the 1 through 16 or 17 to 32, I feel like Drake May is now like 15, 16. Like, he's there. He's making his way. And look, this season is all about two things. It bears repeat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time and time and time and time again. Number one, making sure the ship has turned around and you got the right people in place, both on the field, in the sidelines, coaches, box, and beyond, to lead the team back to either its previous glory days or some emboldened new ones. And two, you have to make sure Drake May is in the throes of his development. I think we're actually seeing that happen right now. That's taking place before our very eyes. But I'll tell you what, he needs to have what I really want like two clean games in a row from him, guys. Because Drake May doesn't turn the ball over, guess what happens? Pats have a much greater chance of winning. Drake May turns the ball over, Pats don't have so much a good chance of win.
Yeah, it's overly simplistic, Ted, but the final steps are, because he's doing the plays and the visuals and even the drives and the whatever, the final two steps are simple. Don't turn it over, win the game.
It's that simple.
Yeah, like
it's literally that easy.
I think part of what's the fervor over him is as well is just that there's a lot of people that were high on this team and thought that the Patriots were a playoff team because of the coach and the quarterback.
Yeah.
And so they want to be right. Mm-hmm. And so part of, I think, the love that Drake is getting is like, see, we were right. We were right. After week one, it was like, oh, you're doubting us? What? Just look now, 3 weeks. If you kind of look at Drake May's status in the league this year versus last year, I mean, last year you wouldn't say he was better than Tua. This year you could say that, maybe.
Yep.
You go, what about CJ Stroud? They're 0-3. Is he better
than a touchdown yet?
He was He wasn't better than C.J. Stroud last year. Is he better than him this year?
No.
Right?
I mean, he is, but he isn't.
Do you see? Bo Nix. Bo Nix is 1-2. I mean, he was the everybody loved Bo Nix last year. Is he past Bo Nix? So there's a lot of quarterbacks that were rated higher than him last year that are underperforming that he's passed this year.
So, yeah, and this is a week-to-week lifestyle, which is what we lead in sports media in this world and that whole thing. Ted, you just stumbled on something. I'm going to ask Fitzy a question that you just brought up in my mind. Because you're right. This team was based on Mike Vrabel and Drake May.
That was
everybody's beliefs and
thoughts. And a little bit of Josh McDaniels.
Sure. Fitzy, who's been better through 3 weeks at their job? Mike Vrabel or Drake May?
I would say right now that Mike Vrabel is accepting the bronze medal. Josh McDaniels edged him out for the silver, but standing high atop the platform at the podium, hearing his nation's anthem played, wearing a gold medal, that would be number 10, Drake May.
Me too.
If we interviewed Mike Vrabel instead of Drake May every week, would you switch the order? Or
no. No, okay. I wouldn't.
Okay, I'm right. I was just asking.
Oh, no. I would be struggling with interviews with Mike Vrabel right now.
Yeah.
Because I would ask questions he wouldn't like,
oh.
And he would come at me,
oh.
And then they would have to play like the beep.
Oh, Ted wants that so bad. Oh. Did you hear that? Like, Ted just made the noise you make when you've been out for 18 hours, you're sore as hell, and you get in a hot tub.
Hi, Mike. Andy Hart here. Yeah. Do you really want to win?
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself at a coaching crossroads? Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
No, I can tell you the one. Did you just say penalties don't really matter?
Right.
Is that what you just said, Mike?
I
hear you right?
And then he'd look over at Ted and go, Ted, who the hell is this guy?
I'd almost wish that I wasn't doing radio with Andy so that I could ask Vrabel after the interview. What do you think of the guy, Andy Hart, that interviews you? What do you think of his questions? I can only imagine what he would say about you, bud.
But, Ted, I'll ask you the same question.
Through three weeks,
who's been better at their job?
Me.
Drake May or Mike Vrabel? You brought up the topic.
You know what? They're both really
get out of here.
And
they're your children.
Parts, you know, I think they're both contributing to the success of Drake May.
I think it's Drake May, and I'm with Fitzy. I think it's not even really close. He hasn't stepped in it all that badly. His coach has stepped in it more, and I think Mike Vrabel is not as close to his ceiling as Drake May is. We just joked about it. Completing his passes at a high percentage, Fitzy. Leading the team in rushing. Making good decisions when he runs. Like a lot of
leading rusher, for Christ's
sake. All those things are positives for Drake May.
Dude.
I get it. If he throws one pass, I don't know, a foot and a half higher, that's a touchdown. We eliminate that. And if he doesn't try to do something freaking video game stupid by, is that Travion? I'm going to try to flick him the ball while I'm in traffic. Then we're really saying he's on to
something.
You know
what I'm going to do? I'm so fascinated by the rushing totals. Is there another team in the NFL that doesn't have one rusher on their team that has, through three games, over 100 yards combined?
Probably not. I feel like not.
I bet you the Patriots are the only team that do not have a rusher that has combined rushing yards of over. The leading rusher is tied. Drake May is tied with also Ramondre Stevenson at 87 yards. The fact that Ramondre doesn't have more than 100 yards through three games is a little alarming.
And especially since I believe we all agreed before the season started, the best part of the offense was the running back position.
Yep.
And so
said
far.
Said that after, week one.
It hasn't worked. Like, they've won.
Week two.
That week two, it did. It came together in week two, mostly Ramondre Stevenson with, 130 total yards and that great catch and run.
Yep.
Travion Henderson's been a disappointment. Antonio Gibson's kind of been Antonio Gibson. He's the third fiddle anyway.
Returned a kickoff for a touchdown.
Yeah, but that doesn't get you credit for rushing or receiving. That's a separate phase.
And for your benefit, Ted, the Patriots are 19th in overall rushing yards. So a little lower than middle of the pack with 301, and yet their leading rusher is their QB with 87.
Yeah, scary.
The QB, who is now a top 12 quarterback and doing his job better than his head coach. That's what we all agree on here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.